say hello to Fresh.
No more fading, no more stretching. My clothes look bright and new.
Yeah.
And the fragrance keeps on getting stronger every time I move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Silky, silky smooth. Looking fresh and smelling good.
Yeah.
Fabric conditioner for a scent that lasts. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News. We take a look at stories making headlines. GP said that uses government of artificially fixing economy to impress the West. NGOCC denies allegations of being paid to support Constitution Bill No. 7. And more than 1.5 million at risk of severe malnutrition or starvation, IPC warns.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. The Golden Party of Zambia has raised concern that the government is prioritizing cosmetic economic improvements aimed at impressing Western partners rather than addressing the real challenges facing Zambians. GPZ President Jackson Silava has accused the current administration of focusing more on international image building than on tackling the everyday economic hardship citizens face. He argued that the recent appreciation of the kwacha and the reduction in inflation are politically motivated efforts designed to project a misleading picture of economic progress. According to Silava, the government's continued manipulation of key indicators has not translated into tangible benefits for the general population. He cautioned that such an approach risks deepening underdevelopment and prolonging poverty if real structural issues are not addressed. Mr. Silava has called on the government to shift its focus from external validation to solving local economic challenges that directly impact the livelihood of ordinary Zambians.
That is true. Then you are forgetting the first basic responsibility of the government to look after its citizens. But of course, the UPND have shown time and again that they do not listen to voices of reason. They do not listen to the majority who are when they speak or they cry. For them, as long as their friends in the West are pleased with levels of inflation, they are pleased with the quite appreciating and artificial appreciation of the kwacha, for them it is okay. So for us, I think it's a reckless.
The South African Development Community SADC Truck Drivers Association has raised concern over the government's delay in establishing a clear monitoring mechanism for enforcing the minimum wage for truck and bus drivers. Association Chairperson Eugenie Njovu said that despite wage adjustments introduced last year, compliance remains low due to the absence of proper oversight and enforcement structures under the Minister of Labour and Social Security. He noted that this situation has discouraged many drivers, forcing some to migrate to other sectors in search of better working conditions. Mr. Njovu has urged the government to expedite the implementation of the monitoring system, stating that doing so would help restore order in the sector vital to the cross-border movement of goods. He has also encouraged transport operators to consider joining the union to ensure they receive proper representation on matters affecting their operations and workforce welfare.
Statutory instrument that speaks to conditions of service for both truck and bus drivers, that is SI number 3 of 2025. However, let me be quick to make mention that this piece of legislation has been received with mixed feelings, both from the employers, that is the transporters, as well as the employees, the truck drivers themselves.
The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council NGOCC has strongly denied allegations that it received payment to support the controversial Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe refuted claims circulating on social media, particularly an audio recording suggesting that civil society organizations, including the NGOCC, were financially influenced to back the bill. Ms. Katebe emphasized that the NGOCC is a non-partisan body dedicated to promoting good governance and finds the allegations both false and damaging to its reputation. She reiterated that the organization's stance on Bill 7 remains clear and unchanged. Ms. Katebe says that the NGOCC continues to oppose any legislative process that excludes the voices of citizens, particularly women and persons with disabilities.
Of grave concern that has come to our attention through a circulating alleged telephone recording involving two members of parliament. In this recording, one of the individuals suggests that a budget may have been allocated to support organizations backing the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill of 2025, popularly known as Bill No. 7, and further insinuates that NGOCC is among the organizations allegedly involved. Let us be clear and categorical here. NGOCC distances itself from these unfounded and misleading allegations.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has announced a major step forward in the fight against malaria with the arrival of substantial consignment of life-saving medication. On Friday, July 18, 2025, ZAMSA received 100,000 vials of WHO pre-qualified 60 mg, a critical drug used in the treatment of severe malaria. The shipment is part of the 31 million kwacha procurement initiative aimed at ensuring the consignment availability of essential anti-malaria medicines nationwide. According to ZAMSA senior manager for corporate communications Bradley Chingobe, the latest delivery follows an earlier consignment of 8,400 vials, bringing the total received to 108,400 vials to date. The agency says that the newly received supplies will immediately enhance the capacity of health facilities, especially in high burden regions, to manage and treat severe malaria more effectively. ZAMSA has also assured the public and stakeholders that an additional 244,600 vials are currently in transit from China and expected to arrive in the country in the coming days.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, is pleased to announce to the general populace a significant milestone in the national fight against malaria with the arrival of a critical consignment of life-saving medication. On Friday last week, July 18, ZAMSA received 100,000 vials of WHO pre-qualified artosinate 60 milligrams, a cornerstone medicine in the treatment of severe malaria. This shipment forms part of a 31 million kwacha procurement contract aimed at strengthening the availability of essential anti-malaria commodities across the country.
And now, business news. Business news.
Financial expert Matthew Chambers urged the government to consider limiting civil service recruitment as a measure to achieve a balanced national budget and reduce dependency on supplementary budget with taxes. Mr. Chambers observed that the current wage bill has become unsustainable largely due to the high number of civil servants employed each year. He emphasized the need for a national budget that reflects the country's actual financial capacity, warning against over-reliance on borrowing or increased taxation. He further called for the alignment of public sector employment opportunities with projected revenue, particularly in the planning of the 2026 national budget. According to Mr. Tembo, the government must also adopt innovative policies that ensure sustainable financing for the public wage bill. He stressed that this approach is vital if the trend of annual civil service recruitment is to continue without jeopardizing physical stability.
Meaning, stakeholders were not carried along in coming up with these tax changes. And what became very clear is that these changes were just purely